Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for Brent's Rant.
Today's rant is brought to you by the Home Theater Company. Audio, video, and home theater. Just go online, hometheatercompany.com. My least favorite day of the year with the NBA draft in the books as we are bombarded with draft day grades. Is there anything more ridiculous, more stupid, more frustrating? I mean, I picked out 3 years just to have some fun with this. Go back to 2015 Bleacher Report. Karl Anthony Towns, A. Number two to the Lakers, D'Angelo Russell, A. And they put you don't win without star backcourt play. Jahlil Okafor, Philadelphia, A. How about this? Years of tanking pays off as star center slips. I don't think so. Knicks, Kristaps Porzingis, A. And how about this? Mario Hezonja, Orlando, B+. That would be an F. 2016, CBS Sports, Ben Simmons, A-. Brandon Ingram to the Lakers, A+. Jaylen Brown, Boston, B-. How about this? Dragan Bender, Phoenix, A. How about like close to an F? How about Chris Dunn, fifth, Minnesota, B? That would be close to an F. All right, I don't want to pick on Bleacher Report or CBS Sports anymore, so let's go to 2017 and Sports Illustrated. Markelle Fultz, Philadelphia, A. A freaking A. How about that? Lonzo Ball, Lakers, A. How about Jason Tatum, A minus? That would be an A plus plus plus. And then how about Josh Jackson, Phoenix, A. That would be a big fat F. And then De'Aaron Fox, A. Here's the bottom line. All right, if you can't even get the top five right, that's bad. And I'll tell you what else is bad. It looks bad for these media outlets when you go back and review them like I did. And it shows you how stupid and how absurd it is. Hey, I've been wrong on draft picks before. I was wrong on Marvin Bagley. But I wasn't wrong on Marvin Bagley because I told you the day after the draft he gets an A+. What did I say? And what have I always said? Give me 3 years. Let me look at a player for 3 years, and then I will give you my grade. Draft day grades that I see in the NBA and NFL, stupid. What's the point of it? What's the meaning of it? What purpose does it serve? Stop it already with that absolutely ridiculous nonsense. And that's my rant for today. Don't forget as well to check out my video rants over on YouTube. Always great having you listen to these rants. I really appreciate it. Have yourself a fabulous weekend. And again, thank you so much for listening to Grant's Rant.